So let's pick out a few of the oncologic issues in this case. And one question, Hope, we have is, now in this situation, she had a biopsy. It was like, was only 18 months after her diagnosis. Is that right, Georgia?
Yes,
and I'm sure it was, you know, most of these situations, it's pretty obvious that there's metastatic disease. So first question is, do you really need to do a biopsy when you have a patient you think's got a good chance of relapse and probably has metastatic disease? Do we need to really biopsy the patient, Hope?
I think that if it's at all possible, we should biopsy metastatic disease. And I think that particularly as the disease goes on, when it doesn't look like the markers, we may even biopsy them again. And there are two reasons. One is that the initial tumor, the results may not have been correct. Sometimes those patients are treated at other places. Sometimes the tumor is very heterogeneous, so the part that metastasizes may be different from what we saw as the whole. And then there probably is some sort of transition of some of these tumors where there are additional mutations and there can actually be new mutations obtained that show changes, like ER positive becomes ER negative. HER2 positivity from HER2 negativity is probably pretty rare, but it obviously, as far as we can tell, it can occur. So you want to know that because in this case, it made an enormous impact on this woman's treatment.
Right. And then the other issue, Joyce, in terms of this issue of re-biopsy, is how often do we see in a case like this where the markers actually change? There's been a lot of different data sets looking at this. I guess usually the HER2 and ER is the same as the primary. How often do they change, though?
About 10% of the time, Neil. We actually still don't have the best way of testing the primary today. This keeps me up at night and gives me heartburn.
So, Lita, we got our first text message, area code 503. I'm not sure where that is, but I think it's a really good question. It's about this issue of, you know, changing markers. If the patient's original tumor was ER positive, and now the mets, when you biopsy, are ER negative, does that mean the patients never get hormonal therapy?
Yeah, so I think it's very similar to this. So while 10% of the time things change, we have, if somebody has had a long progression-free survival prior to their metastases and they were ER positive and we're not in a pickle in terms of the amount of disease that they have, we may sort of continue to assume, if you will, that they are ER positive even if they're biopsied negative for the reasons that we just discussed, heterogeneity, et cetera. And so we may try a different type of anti-estrogen therapy in that patient to begin with.
So I guess you got the message, 503 is Oregon, Portland, Oregon. That's great. Okay, here's another one. Georgia, area code 412. Is rebiopsy necessary in every patient? What about patients in their 80s?
I think that's a great question. For the most part, if there's a site that we can biopsy, we will absolutely biopsy it. I think when someone's in their 80s, depending on their other comorbidities, one may attempt to biopsy if the site is easily accessible.